It's craziness. It's pandemonium. Dozens of kids are running around the clubhouse of the Caneo Valley condominium complex as their parents try in vain to keep up with the 2 and 3-year-olds. The party is for Paige Oakley, who's turning 2. But the star of the show is a 30-something looking guy wearing a t-shirt featuring a balloon character, a tool belt loaded with hundreds of uninflated balloons, and a gigantic grin on his face as kids line up for his creations. Joe Donovan is cranking out dogs, giraffes, and just about anything else you can think of from balloons. Donovan has always been an artist, but sometimes it takes a little twist of fate to find your true calling.
I was working for a magazine back in 2008, and I got laid off as a graphic designer. And anyone that's in the print industry or has ever bought magazines before realized no one's buying magazines anymore. I went back to school for computer programming, and I ran into this as a way to supplement my income. And now I'm actually doing it full time.
In fact, what started as a let's see if we can pay the bills job has 3 years later turned into something pretty unexpected. Joe's Party Animals is a one-man business, but one that's booming, with regular customers like dentist offices and then parties like this one.
Right now, I'm on a 15-day stretch of a gig every day for 15 days. And it's not quite working because I have fun no matter what I do. The hardest part about being the balloon guy is leaving.
Swamped at this party with a steady line of kids and parents looking for balloon animals and other creations. Jeff Perkins is watching his 2-year-old son Emmett play with a balloon train.
What is this whole thing?
It's rain smoke.
What does Emmett think of this whole balloon business?
Well, he hasn't had one pop on him yet, so now it's 100% enjoying it.
Valerie Ortega's 2-year-old son Bryant is playing with a balloon guitar.
His dad's been showing him videos of Prince and how Prince throws the guitar, so he's been throwing his guitar like Prince. He's very excited about his balloon guitar.
But mainly the picking it up and throwing it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Prince.
Jill Oakley, whose daughter Paige is the one whose birthday is being celebrated, says what started as an old-fashioned idea to spice up the party is a huge hit.
I always loved balloons. Even as an adult, I love balloons. And I figured, why not? They love them. They love them, love them, love them.
Donovan admits this isn't anything close to the career path he expected. In his 20s, he was part of an art collective, and many of his friends are still artists. But what he does now still stands out.
How do you explain this job to people who say, so what do you do for a living?
Do you know what? I've got friends that are Imagineers at Disneyland, that work for Google as software engineers and stuff. But at parties, people want to hear about my job. And it's really bizarre to me. My grandfather worked for Rocketdyne. He was a rocket scientist. And it was weird for me to go, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to become a balloon guy.
Donovan says like any artist, his work is constantly evolving. His 8-year-old daughter, Kayla, is responsible for quality control. If she doesn't like it, the odds are other kids won't. While his young balloon artist clients may not be from the same world as painting or sculpture collectors, and in fact, they might not even be potty trained yet, he believes they appreciate what he's created for them.
This is the best part. I can make the art, and then it goes home with somebody else. If you've ever known an artist, especially a budding artist, when you have big art pieces, there's a lot of dragging stuff around. This kid is going to walk home with this balloon hat, and I don't walk home with it, and they get to enjoy it.
Donovan says his business, Joe's Party Animals, is at the point where he's making as much as he was working for a magazine. But he says getting a bunch of 2, 3, and 4-year-olds and their parents to laugh and smile is much more rewarding than trying to please an editor. Sometimes the best things in life start with something unexpected. Donovan believes he's found his true calling, one that leaves him and a lot of kids smiling. In Agoura Hills, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.